Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Romans chapter 6, reading from verse 9 to 11. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death had no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The title of our message is, Jesus is Alive. It says that knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, he was raised from the dead, and that he dieth no more. Death has no dominion over him. That is, he is not in the dead anymore. Who is the dead? The dead flesh. He says he's not in the dead. Therefore, you yourself should be dead indeed unto that body of sin, and be alive unto God through Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ is alive. So he said that while you are living in this physical world, you should turn to the living Christ, because he's indeed alive. And that you are to be alive unto God through Jesus Christ. That means he wants us to change our mind. He wants us to turn our gaze from the dead to the living. That Jesus once died, but he says he's no more in the dead because he was raised from the dead. Jesus is out of the dead. What dead is not telling us of just the dead grave, the grave for the dead people. No, he says he was made sin. That the wages of sin is death. That's the dead. That's why he says you are dead. He's not talking of dead people. So your midlife is hid with Christ in God. So he's saying to us that Jesus Christ was once made sin. It means Jesus Christ was one time made flesh, made a human. And then he died. He's no longer a human. He's out of the dead, out of the flesh. He is now in the spirit, who was made a human, the Word. That the Word was made flesh. The Word of God became a human being. And so he put our sin upon him. He put our flesh upon him. Look at it in Romans chapter 8, reading from verse 3. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You hearing? He says that what the scripture could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh of man, that every man have sinned and come short of the glory of God, have disobeyed the word of God. God now sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, then condemned sin in the flesh. He judged the flesh. He died. And he put an end to that old man. to that dead old man, and then brought out the newness of life, which is Christ, that Christ is the living. And so the living was unveiled. He's saying that his word entered the flesh and ended the flesh, so that we don't serve the flesh anymore. That those who are mindful of the flesh, they are dead. That is, they are dead unto God. That to be alive unto God is through Jesus Christ, who is Jesus, the Word of God in the Holy Bible. And that when we are now mindful of Him, we are alive. And that is peace. We have the peace of God. There's no condemnation on us anymore, because we have believed on the true God. And so he's saying to us that Jesus is alive to God. That is, he is alive in God. That one time he was in the flesh, he is no more in the flesh, that he died once. That he is alive, he is now alive in God. That you also have to reckon yourself to be dead to flesh and be alive to God through who? Through Jesus Christ. That is, we should see Christ, is what he's saying to us. That Jesus is alive. And how is he alive? He says he's alive in God. Who is that God? The Holy Scriptures. And that is why he's preaching Jesus Christ to us. So that we will believe on him, that we should not believe the lie, the ancient lie from the ancient serpent, that they could not find Jesus. The Pharisees and the scribes and the elders of Israel say they cannot find him. The disciples have stolen him away. His own disciples says they cannot find him. The Pharisees have stolen him away. This is confusion. That is the ancient lie from the ancient serpent. That Jesus is alive through God, in God. See what he said to them in Luke chapter 24. Two of his disciples who were wondering what happened to the body of Jesus. Where is he? Where is this Christ? He told them from verse 25. And we'll read it to verse 27. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Are you hearing? He says the scripture is himself, that he is no more in the flesh. That ought Christ, who was made flesh, the Word, ought not him to have suffered in the hands of men, as he said, and then return into his glory, that he was in the Word. The Word was made by him, and the Word knew him not. That by the Word of the Lord were the heavens made, by whose Word? The Word of God. That God spoke and it was done. He said this Word was in the Word. The Word was made flesh. The Word knew him not. The scripture says he will suffer, that he will be rejected of men. And then afterwards he will return into his glory. Not to be seen again in the flesh. He can only die once as a human. As many humans have died and they can't return to the flesh again. Never. Nobody dies and returns to the flesh. He goes to the grave with the case. But in the case of Jesus, because he is living, the grave could not take him. Because he's not dead, he's living. And how is he living? He says he's living in God. That means when we come to this God, we must believe. That's why he says in Hebrews 11 verse 6, that without faith, it's impossible to please God. That whosoever cometh to God, to whose God? To the God of the Bible, must believe that he is alive, that the scripture is living. As he says in Hebrews 4 verse 12 that the scripture is living and powerful. Jesus says every word I spoke, they are spirit, they are living. That there is life in the scripture, that Jesus Christ is living in God. He is living in the Holy Bible. He said that without faith, the faith Abraham had in the scriptures, he says it's impossible to please God. That whosoever cometh to God must believe. That is not if you like. No, he said must believe that he is God. That the word of God is God. That Jesus is alive. Not in their movies. No. In the word of God. In the Holy Bible. Not in their imaginations. No. In the Holy Bible. That's where he said, oh, you fools and slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did Christ not come, was made flesh, so that he will open the truth to us, that grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, that this scripture was given to the Israelites by Moses, through Moses. But the truth of it came through the word of God himself, that was made flesh. That this word of God, God made him flesh and condemned sin in the flesh. And they gave us Christ. So that we can now look unto Jesus. That once you turn to Christ, the veil is taken away from your heart. That veil was in the mind of the people, that when Moses is read, they cannot look unto this perfect law of liberty. This perfect Christ. That the word of God is perfect. He said if you keep looking unto him, he will change you. He is that comforter. He will change you from glory to glory. You will be seeing God in the face of Jesus Christ. And that is why he came. He came to give us understanding. The Apostle John says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, and we know that the Son of God is come, and he has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and that we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. He said, we are now in him. We are no longer carnally minded. That the light is come. Who? The light of the word of God. He said, it's come, but men love flesh and blood around at this word of God. He said, that is the condemnation. That when they knew God, they didn't honor him as God. They didn't worship him as God. They said they worship the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. That the invisible things of him is clearly seen by the things he has made. That all things are moving by him. Everything is operating by him. He says nothing moves by itself. That God is the doer of all things. That we move, we sleep, we wake up, is God doing it all. He said when they knew God, they see God, they are not interested in God. They are interested in themselves, so they became vain in their imagination. Then God gave them up to a reprobate mind, the scripture says. And so he's saying that we should not hold the truth of God in a lie. That the wrath of God is revealed from heaven, from the Spirit, against every unrighteousness and ungodliness of men. Who hold the truth of this Bible in flesh and blood? The truth of the Bible is in Christ. He is that Christ, the Son of the living God, that he is alive. Fully alive. See what he said himself in John chapter 5 concerning the scriptures. See what the Son of God says. John chapter 5 from verse 24 to 26. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. He says, anyone that hear his word, which word? The words of God in the Holy Scriptures. And believe that he is the word of God, that God sent him. That the scripture is the word of God, that God is the father of the scriptures. Is there anyone that believe so has passed from condemnation, cannot come into condemnation. He has passed from the condemned. Remember that he condemned sin in the flesh. That is the condemned. He says that he has passed from the condemned flesh to the justified Christ, to the righteous Christ, to the living one. And so he has passed from the dead to the living. That's why the apostle says we are in Christ. We are not in the flesh. That truly our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. We are in fellowship. What fellowship? The fellowship of the Holy Bible. Jesus says that anyone that believes on him is in fellowship. He is brought into the family of God, into that wonderful household of God. Which he said Abraham is in that family, Isaac is in that family, Jacob is in that family, and all the prophets and the apostles are in that family. And so he says that that person has passed from the dead flesh, the condemned flesh, to the living Christ. See verse 25 of John 5. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. He said the life of the scripture is God himself. That's why he said in him was life. That God has given eternal life to us. That eternal life is in his Son. Who is the Son of God? The Holy Scriptures in the Bible. Now, the Son of God is saying to us that he has life. That's why he says, eat me. My flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. That as the Father has life in himself, so he has given to his Son to have the same life. That the life of the Son is the Father himself. That the life of Christ is God, the Almighty God. That the life of the Holy Scripture is God Almighty. And so he's saying to us that he is living by God. That every scripture is living, active, powerful. Because God dwells in the scriptures. And so he's saying to us that he dieth no more. Because this same God was in the man Christ Jesus wants to suffer. He put on our sin to deliver us from the dead. To bring us out of the dead into the living. So he entered the flesh and killed the flesh so that we will see he had died. And then he's talking again so that we will not come to him. Who? The Word. And so that he is no more in the flesh. The apostle says that we used to see him in the flesh. We don't see him anymore in the flesh. As a matter of fact, we don't see any man in the flesh. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. What new? The newness of life in Christ. Who is that new? The new man. There's a natural man from the dust of the ground. There is a spiritual man. He says the Lord from heaven. He came from above. That we are to turn to this new man. That this new man is Jesus Christ, the only mediator between God and man. That Jesus is alive. And that's just not ordinary talk. He's saying to us he's alive in the Holy Bible and through the Holy Bible. So we can see Jesus. That's why he says we should look unto him. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. That whosoever looketh unto Jesus and continue in him, he is not a forgetful hearer. He is a doer of what God commanded. He said that person will be blessed in his doing because he has appeared to him. Look at Hebrews chapter 9 in verse 27 and 28. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. That's why he's called the Savior. Is there anyone that is looking for Jesus today? He's ready to save that person. And that he once died, that men die once, that's it. And that anyone that is looking for Jesus should not look for him in flesh and blood again. Never. He can never enter the flesh. He is alive forevermore through God, through the word of God. He said anyone that is looking for him today can see Jesus. Through where? Through the Bible. That's why he said anyone that comes to God must believe that the Bible is Jesus Christ. That is the whole message of salvation. That's why he said you should receive the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. That this is the salvation. That once we see Jesus, we are saved. Because he is the Savior. Saved from where? Saved from the dead. Saved from the dead man. Said in Adam, all of us died. That death is that we became carnally minded. In Christ, everyone comes alive. So it says that once you see Jesus, when Jesus appeared to you again, you are living. He will not appear to you in the flesh. You'll be seeing him. That's why Stephen says, I see him on the right hand of God, on the seat of power. That wherefore God has highly exalted him and gave him a name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. That Jesus is alive. So when Stephen told them that Jesus is alive, they were angry. And some may get angry when you say to them that Jesus is alive. But Jesus is alive for real. Not in just saying it, in knowing it. That's why he said, you fools and slow, ought not Christ to have suffered, ought not the word of God to have suffered in the flesh, that he once bear the sins of many. He puts our sin upon him. He says that by his chastisement, by his beating, we were healed. That he came to heal us and deliver us from our destructions. That Jesus was made flesh to deliver us from the flesh and bring us to God. Bring us to himself. That God was in the man Christ Jesus, reconciling the world to himself. And he has committed to us this word of reconciliation. And they say they will first reject him in this generation. Don't be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he reap. That is as it was in the days of Noah. That is how it's going to be in the days of the Son of Man. That this Bible is Jesus, which is being preached to us by the gospel. It says, but they are interested in themselves. That's the problem. And so the apostle said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because they all left him. He says, not ashamed. He told Timothy, he said, don't be ashamed of me, Apostle Paul said. Of the gospel of Jesus Christ and of me, his prisoner. I'm locked in. He locked me like locked Noah in the ark. St. Paul said, I'm locked inside the scriptures. I can't come out. And he has made me a pillar. I will no more go out. So I didn't lock myself in. It's Jesus that brought me to himself. I was against him. But he so loved me. He brought me to himself. So that where he is, I will be there also. He said to Timothy, he said, preach the word. Don't believe their lies. Lie cannot stand. That the truth is the Bible. Jesus says, I sanctify myself that they might be sanctified. Sanctify them by the truth. Thy word is the true Son of God. And so Jesus is alive through the Holy Bible. And so it is. And so it will ever be. He said he died no more. Since he is dead once, as a human being died once, Jesus also died in the flesh. He said death has no more dominion over him. Jesus can never die. That's why you hear the scripture says, heaven and earth shall pass away. But the word of God cannot pass away. He abided forever. That's why he said, lo, I'm with you always, unto the end of the world. I am that comforter. Though the comforter is available, you don't see him. He said, when you see the comforter of the scriptures, when you now see that it is this Jesus, God is preaching to us that we should believe, and that I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. He came. That's why he, from Moses and all the prophets, he expanded to them the things concerning himself. And so he's doing to us today. He says, when you look into this word of God, you are seeing the real Jesus. And that this is this Jesus the world has rejected. That's why he said there will be great lamentation. Everyone will come through this judgment seat of Christ. Jesus says in parable, he says that as shepherd divide the goats from the sheep, so will the scripture do. He will separate those who have received him from those who didn't receive him. He says, as many as receive him, to them he gives power to become children of God. That it is receiving. God wants us to receive Christ. That is, he wants us to receive the word of God as the Christ. He wants us to believe. That once you believe, he says, you have passed from the dead flesh to the living Christ. And he told Matthew, so will he always be with anyone that received me. That person can never die. Forever. Because the Jesus you have believed is the true Jesus. The Jesus of the Holy Bible. He said, those who believe the lie, the falsehood, that fake thing which they believe. He said, many false prophets, first Christ will come. He said, they shall lament when God showed the glory of Jesus, the glory of the Holy Bible, that all the while he has been talking of this Jesus, this Son of God, that the Holy Spirit gave birth to the Bible. And he said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I well pleased. Hear you him. He is alive. Jesus is living with us today. And will always be in all generation. That's why he's called the Lord of hosts. He said that many have called, many they didn't take to it. Therefore, many are called, few are chosen. That he is the same color from the beginning to the end. That you should do well. Be wise. Let him in. He said, I stand at the door knocking. Who is knocking? This is Jesus. He said, he's knocking at the door of our heart. He said, let me in. Oh, he said, let the truth of the Bible enter you. That once the truth of the Bible enter you, he will arise in your heart. As a daylight. That is the day dawn. Then your daybreak has come. You are no longer in the night. You have woken up. From the dead to the living. That Jesus came to wake us up. That's why he said, the days are coming when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. We are dead in the flesh. In carnal thinking. He said, he came to wake us up. Out of the dead to the living, to the scriptures, so that we when we hear Jesus, we be alive. We know what he's saying, that he's talking to us concerning the Holy Bible, that he, indeed he's alive, as the prophet say. He said, where are your fathers? They are dead. Where are my servant the prophet that spoke my word? They are dead. They are men. But the word, did he not take hold and do to you what he said? He said, the word of God is living. Alive forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.